It's still unclear who won the Iowa caucuses. Results are trickling out days late after technical issues threw Monday's caucuses into complete chaos. Pete Buttigieg is maintaining a slight lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren is still in third, followed by Joe Biden. Meanwhile, the candidates haven't stopped campaigning. They've moved on to New Hampshire, where the country's first primary will be held next Tuesday. That's also where Fox News 2020 campaign reporter Paul Steinhauser is today. And Paul, does this muddled outcome in Iowa make New Hampshire even more important?
Oh, so much more important. It's always been important because it's the first primary state. That means you're going to get a much larger sample of the electorate than what a caucus gives you. But yeah, with the muddled results, with the debacle in Iowa, where the final results are still pouring in, this makes New Hampshire even more important, even more vital to get a better pulse of where this race really stands.
Yeah. What's jumped out to you in the last day about how the candidates are handling what happened in Iowa?
Well, first of all, let's start with Pete Buttigieg, who, looks like the winner in Iowa, but who the heck knows? He hit the ground running hard in New Hampshire yesterday morning, got a big endorsement. Not that they really matter that much, but he got one with the mayor of Nashua, Jim Donches, longtime mayor there. It was the first of 8 events for Buttigieg yesterday. So he hit the ground running and he really, it was full throttle for him. And he continues to say, not that he outright won Iowa, but he's very confident, and he's been talking a lot about his showing in Iowa.
Who do you think has the most at stake right now in New Hampshire?
A couple people. First of all, you can't ignore the former Vice President Joe Biden. That was a distant finish for him, and nothing to brag about. Iowa was always important for Biden, as was South Carolina, which is his firewall state. But they vote much later in the process, down at the end of February. New Hampshire, he never ignored it. He's been here plenty. He's built up a good organization. But now I think New Hampshire is more important than ever for Joe Biden. He cannot finish third or fourth here.
It's also in Bernie Sanders' backyard. How does that play out for Biden's chances there and gaining momentum?
Yeah, that's an issue, right? It's Bernie Sanders' backyard. He's got a strong organization here. Bernie Sanders is extremely well known here. He crushed Hillary Clinton 4 years ago in the primary. So that is an issue for Biden. And remember, also, Elizabeth Warren needs to do very well in New Hampshire as well. I don't know if a third place finish like she got in Iowa is going to stand up here in New Hampshire, right? This is her backyard as well, even more than Bernie, because most of southern New Hampshire, where all the population is, they're all in the Boston media market. This is home turf for Warren as well. So as Biden looks for a better finish, he's got some stiff competition here.
Yeah, you mentioned South Carolina. That might be his last hope, do you think, in really gaining momentum to continue on in this election?
Right. The Biden campaign has never downsized New Hampshire, nor did they Iowa. But for them, the more diverse populations, the more diverse electorates, say Nevada, which votes third, and then South Carolina, which has got a very large African-American population. They're the majority of Democratic primary voters down there. That's where they're hoping to do well. The problem is, if he has another poor performance in New Hampshire like he had in Iowa, oh boy, that firewall may start crumbling, and that's an issue for him because he's hoping to get down to those next states and then Super Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm also thinking about New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. What does the Iowa outcome mean for him and actually also his play in New Hampshire?
I think Iowa was a gift for Bloomberg because he's counting on one of two things as he waits in the Super Tuesday states where he's spending a boatload of money, unprecedented money. He's hoping either for a Sanders surge, for Sanders to run the table in the early voting states, and then the moderate and centrist wing of the party looks to Bloomberg as the savior, or he's looking for muddled results. Maybe a Buttigieg victory in Iowa, a Biden victory somewhere else, a Warren victory, and there's no clear front runner coming out of the early voting states. So I think Iowa helps Michael Bloomberg.
And we're reading that he's told his aides to double ad spending in his target markets to really make those pushes in those areas. What are you looking for as we head into the final days of campaigning ahead of New Hampshire?
Couple things I'm looking for. Buttigieg, does the momentum continue? He's got a good ground game here, and he seems to be on a roll. Just as importantly, does Elizabeth Warren step it up? She needs a good finish here. She's got a huge operation in this state that may put her over the top. And finally, what about Amy Klobuchar and her chances here? Fifth place finish is not going to cut it for Klobuchar. That means the fundraising is going to dry up. She really needs to step it up here. And finally, what about the candidates who have been campaigning here nonstop and didn't go to Iowa, like a Tulsi Gabbard, the former governor of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick, and Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado? If they don't do well here, why do they even continue, right?
That's Paul Steinhauser. He is a Fox News 2020 campaign reporter. Thanks for joining us.
Always great. Thank you.